Welcome to Moolah Matters with Ina. After we spoke last week about getting your money back, I had more questions about can you return goods to you do not like and get your money back? The fact is that if you do not like something anymore after buying it, does not mean that you can return it for a full refund, and I will explain. Consumers often ask when they hear about the section in the Consumer Protection Act that says you can return goods and get your money back. However, it's not that simple, and I went to look what the Ombudsman for Consumer Goods and Services demonstrated recently when it determined that a small business owner could not return a machine that was too complicated to operate and exchange it for another unrelated machine. The small business owner submitted a complaint when a supplier refused to exchange a roof tiling machine for a tractor loader backing hoe. The ombudsman can accept complaints from small businesses with an annual turnover of 2 million rand per year. After the small business owner brought the roof tiling machine for 1 million, almost 2 million rand, but after it was installed 3 months later, he realized that the device was far too complicated to use. He asked the supplier to exchange the machine for a tractor loader backhoe that cost 650,000 rand. But the supplier refused and said the best he could do was a 30,000 rand refund, the buyback value of the machine. The small business owner was not happy because he did not use the machine except when the supplier trained him how to use it. In its response, the supplier said to the ombudsman that the small business owner bought a sophisticated piece of equipment that required specialist training that the customer knew about. The supplier even trained the owner and his staff on how to use it. But due to the sophisticated nature of the machine, the supplier followed a step-by-step process to ensure that the staff were able to run productively and safely and according to the manufacturer's instructions. The small business owner signed off on the training. The supplier also pointed out that the plant was fully operational and without any defects or faults, and therefore he would only consider refunding the buyback value, calculated at 10% to 30% of the price, depending on the condition of the plant. Now, Section 20 of the Consumer Protection Act provides that consumers have the right to return unsafe or defective goods as contemplated in Section 56 and receive a refund. Sounds very simple. Consumers can also return goods and get a full refund if the supplier delivered goods the consumer bought after direct marketing and the consumer cancelled during the cooling off period. Or, as we said last week, the consumer did not have an opportunity to examine it before delivery and the consumer rejected it according to Section 19. Or if the supplier delivered a mixture of goods and the consumer refused delivery according to Section 19. Or the consumer finds within 10 days after delivery that the goods intended to satisfy a particular purpose communicated to the supplier is found to be unsuitable for that purpose. However, this does not apply if a public regulation prohibits the return of the goods, or if the goods were partially or entirely disassembled, physically altered, permanently installed, affixed, attached, joined, or added to, blended or combined with, or embedded with other goods or property. The supplier can charge a reasonable amount for necessary restoration to render the goods fit for restocking, unless it was necessary for you to destroy the packaging to determine if the goods conformed to the description or sample if you could not examine it first or check if it was fit for the intended purpose. The Ombudsman said consumers must remember that there is no guaranteed right to return goods unless the goods meet the criteria set out in Section 20. The small business owner bought a roof tiling machine, and according to Section 20, it could be returned if it was intended to satisfy a particular purpose communicated to the supplier within 10 business days after delivery, and the consumer found it unsuitable for that purpose. Now, Section 55 of the Consumer Protection Act provides that in addition to the right to receive goods that are reasonably suitable for the purposes you generally buy it for, as set out in Section 55, number 2, a consumer gets the right to expect that goods will be suitable for the specific person if he specifically informed the supplier of the particular purpose he wants to use it for, and the supplier ordinarily sells it or acts as knowledgeable about it, like an expert. Then according to number 4 of Section 55, in determining whether it satisfied these requirements, all of the circumstances of the supply of goods must be considered, including but not limited to the manner and purposes for which the goods were marketed, packaged, and displayed, the use of any trade description or mark, any instructions for or warnings regarding using it, the range of things that might reasonably be anticipated to be done with or in relation to the goods, and the time when the goods were produced and supplied. The Ombudsman says in this case of the tiling machine, it is clear that the small business owner told the supplier what he wanted to use the machine for, and the supplier delivered and installed it and trained the staff on how to use it. The supplier told the owner that running a sophisticated piece of equipment, such as the RSMX model, was not to be taken lightly, and the training provided on the system should be taken seriously. The small business owner confirmed that the training model was satisfactory, and the Ombudsman says it could not fault the supplier if the complainant decides 3 months later that the machine is simply too complicated to use. His statement also cast doubt on his claim that he did not use the machine. And Section 20 also prohibits any return where the goods were partially or entirely disassembled, physically altered, permanently installed, affixed, attached, joined or added to, blended or combined with, or embedded with other goods or property. Therefore, the Ombudsman determined that the goods were supplied and delivered in compliance with Sections 20 and 55 and were not defective and were fit for the purpose the small business owner bought it for. It was a roof tiling machine and it could do roof tiling. As a result, the complainant had to be dismissed, and as the small business owner was not entitled to return the goods and receive a refund.